work.
That's something inspiring.
Well, nobody's under the false impression that everything's going to work out every day at every moment, and it's going to be really, really difficult. So it does look like you're having a difficult patch, or things haven't really kicked into gear yet.
Today has just been messy. You know, like when you're trying to get into a rhythm and you don't really get into a rhythm, and you have to stop and deal with blisters and things like that.
Okay, so things are happening with your feet that are not working out too good for you then?
Yeah, I think it was just from day one having two bigger shoes for the first day.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't actually realized that was a good idea. It was a new learning experience. You wanted to add to the list.
It had been 2 years since you were here last, right?
Yeah, and last time I had shoes that were too small after the, you know, they were okay for the first day and then they were too small. So I thought I'd just get a half size bigger, but then I should have really just had a pair just for that first day or first couple of days until your feet grow a little.
Okay. Well, what kind of mileage did you do for your first day?
68, I think. 68.
Okay. How did that compare to your first day 2 years ago?
About the same.
All right.
Which was good because I had actually a bad first day because I had to walk. Because two injuries, which I nearly didn't start the race with, flared up. But I was advised to just keep walking and walk them out, which they did, because the next day, still on day one, the next day I was just able to run straight away and they're gone. So.
Well, I'm going to guess that you've been looking forward to coming back and that perhaps part of you wanted to be here last year and didn't come, and now you are actually here having the experience, whatever it is.
Yes.
But honestly,
I was wanting to come last year. I had started training for last year. So it is, you know, it was still definitely something I still wanted to do. Anyway, I mean, I'm on target for what I wanted to do. So it's just a difficult day, you know. You get up and run.
Well,
not muck. I mean, not lose time from, you know, mucking around sort of thing.
Well, I was going to say that, honestly, people have to understand that there are days when things are really going to be rough and really going to be tough, and that's also a part of this experience about being here.
Definitely. Definitely. And it's learning to really go into your heart, which I'm probably not doing very well at the moment. So that's what I have to work a little harder on. Then the rest won't really matter.
I mean, the fact that you're even saying going into your heart is pretty significant, in that you realize, you know, that's the solution for this particular moment in time, to go within and not to be focused on what's happening on the outside.
Yes, because, I mean, as soon as you're struggling with something, and it's usually your mind, as soon as someone is around that, you know, pulls you out of that just by, you know, saying something funny or just talking to you or something, you're immediately out of it, and then everything becomes easier. You know, as well as, you know, trying to meditate and stuff, but sometimes that's difficult.
So there's nothing happening with you right now other than, like, bad blisters that hopefully you're going to get sorted out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more just, yes. The blister's not too bad, actually. It's just, it sort of wavers. I mean, I can actually run. I'm just not running at the moment.
Okay. Do you want to?
And I also have to, I mean, it's important that I actually pace myself as well, because last time I did it, I got to, you know, 300 at halfway, but then got injury. So I'm very much aware that if I can get to 60 each day, not to push it much further after the first day.
So 60 miles a day would be the number that you're kind of looking at?
Yeah. I mean, it would be a lot more than I did last time, so it would definitely be transcendent. So I'm not... planning on doing. If I could do that, I'd be very, very grateful.
Well, thank you so much. We'll check on you in a couple of days. Thank you.
Thank you.